When you switch it on, you missed a whole lot of words off the start.
It doesn't matter. Hi, everyone. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Tom. Hi, Annalisa. Hi, Lori. Hi, Ray. Hi, everybody.
England, gray weather as usual.
Yeah, I guess you heard that. That's Rosie. She's in my study. And Phil's in here as well. Boys aren't allowed to be in girls. Yeah, Phil's an intruder because boys aren't allowed to be in here. But he's in here because I want you guys to hear what he sounds like. School's been okay. I've been in nursery. And with over exhaustion. Rosie's had it too. And most of the kids are in there with it. With the bug. Yeah, and a big epidemic's gone around the school as well. Everyone's been sick with headaches and colds. So if you hear me coughing, it's not because I smoke. It's because I got a cough as well. But I do smoke just a bit, but not very much.
Everyone's got coughs.
Yeah, everyone's got coughs.
The reason we just stopped it because we were on a deal because we had to rearrange some stuff because it was on the desk and we couldn't use it very well. I think a lot about you guys. And about junior college, I think I'm going to have to go to junior college instead because I don't think I'm going to qualify for state college when I put something. Anyway, the entrance exam is that the day before I come home anyway. But Ms. Bradshaw said you guys should book me a flight early so I can come home about a week early, you know, before school's out. So that I can take my entrance exam at home because that's probably the easiest after it was a bunch of foreigners. Well, they're from all over the world, Israel, and anyone trying to go to state colleges and stuff. So, and you know, like America has me
too. It does not England make a bunch of time.
No, I just mean, you know, the people who invade it like me.
Oh, yeah. Phil's here. And I guess if you haven't heard yet, he's coming home this summer. And if you can, I'd like you to try and book a flight with him on my phone. What I mean is, would you look into, get some information on about it? You know, if he can come on the same flight. Well, because it's a charter flight, isn't it? Oh, and by the way, if you hear a couple of pauses, and I ask people just because it's such a it's really kind of hard to speak to you because you look like a little fox. No offense, but you are the fox. Don't think I'm being mean either. Yeah, I mean, you know, I always did think you guys were a bit narrow-minded, but never could have said about fox. I was only joking there, you know, that even if you don't, relevant. Rosie said I'm going to sound like pretty English to you on the tape. You tell me if I do, because I think I sound pretty American recording it. Yeah, well, then they'll think the same thing, won't they, because they can hear my accent. Yeah, we'll talk to you. Right now, I'll say hello. Okay, now I'll say hello. Right. I'm telling him to say hello first. Say hello.
Hello.
And now I say hello. Hello. Okay, now they can check their accent with mine. See who's more American. No? Okay. How about...
Bananas.
Yeah, I say bananas. How about you? I say tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
You say tomatoes.
Good.
About smoking, I've really cut down a hell of a lot, and you're going to be really happy to hear that. But you've heard it. Anyways, it's a bit of a hard trip trying to, you know, cut down when everyone in your study smokes. And the study's not so bad. We missed a few rugs from other people's studies to put in ours. And instead of using a, because we don't have any benches or anything, we took one of the, a bookcase, yeah, a really long one, and laid it on the ground and put a couple of mattresses on, which were in here in the first place. And we use that as a bed now, and Rosie's trunk with another little part of mattress. We find it most uncomfortable. I can't think of anything to say.
How about the girl that was missing?
Oh, yeah, man. We've got this girl at this school named Barbara Lightning. Well, shut up. Let me tell this story for a second. Anyway, once upon a time, this girl went back to school. And she wanted to leave after school, and her parents said, okay, at the end of every bloody term, they go, okay, you can leave backwards. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I'm trying not to swear on the tape so you guys don't think I'm really doing good over here. And every time half term came about, her parents said, okay, you can leave backwards. And then right when she was going to come home, they say, oh, I'm very sorry, you got to stay backwards. And this time, it's been going on for about 2 years. And after Christmas, she was supposed to come back. And they put her on the train. She hasn't come back yet. It's been about 6 or 7 days now. We have the television man here. And you know what Miss Brasso said to them? She goes, and he says, what was Barbara Lightly like? She goes, she was a, then I say, a normal schoolgirl.
No, she said,
Anyway, we had the television man here. It was a real trip because everyone was hanging out the windows. Hey, television man! Hey, television man!
It's not.
Hi, we got out of dinner tea at about 6:30, and I've been talking to Phil for a bit, and I've just come back over to tape some more. And I'm alone now in the city, so I guess it'll be easier to talk. School's okay. I've been doing pretty well in it. Like before, I said that a lot of the teachers, you know, aren't being very truthful when they say I'm not working. I know my art teacher. Well, she's not even my art teacher. Miss Dawson, the one that wrote my report, I'm almost positive she said I haven't been in there, which isn't true. She's never in there to see me. When I have my classes, she takes classes in her study, you know, for theory. And I'm in there for practical, and I'm in the art studio, you know, where you paint, and she's in her study, where she teaches. And so we're almost just missing each other. I think it's not fair for her to call herself my teacher or to make my report, because she's never in there. When I was at Phil's house, I had a really lovely time. It was a real proper farm, and I took a few pictures there, colored ones. It was just really a thorough, what I would call a perfect holiday. You know, we were free to do what we wanted. I mean, there was so much land there. I mean, you can never go wrong. I mean, yeah, maybe drown in their burn, which is kind of a stream where they can catch fish. We didn't go fishing, though, because it was really cold, and it snowed a couple of times. It was a lovely place, and after a bit, I got pretty proud of myself. I even petted the cows on their noses. But here's a funny incident. I decided I was going to go riding with Paula, Phil's little sister. She's about 13. And so we got on the horse. And Paula went bareback, and I got on one of these proper English saddles. And before we had really gotten pretty anywhere, I told her that the saddle seemed pretty loose. And then I said nothing else about it after that. And we had gone, about a mile or so. And I decided I was tired of just the horse just walking, so I kicked it so maybe it would trot and gallop. Well, I kicked it and lifting up, well, imagine me sitting on a saddle, picking up one foot, kicking the horse on one side, and all of a sudden the saddle starts going shh, and I'm slipping to the other side. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what, here I am, looking sideways at the world. The horse was getting really uptight and scared. And so he started, whatever he does, neighing, that's it. And I fell off. And Phil starts charging up the hill to see what's happening. The poor horse must have been in a real tizzy because he must have been really scared. And there was good old lady sitting on the floor, ground, wet because it was raining, red because I was embarrassed. My hands hurt because I held onto the reins. It was too much. It was a perfect, typical late in the act, falling off a horse. I mean, I've never done that before, but my God. Anyway, Christmas was, Christmas morning, we woke up at about 11, because, we were, even Blakey's, we all were up late, into the morning, a lot of the morning and night. And then came downstairs, went off to church, came back and opened my presents. It was okay. Of course, it was nothing like, being at home. I think I've said this before earlier, unless I erased it, because we've talked on this quite a few times and erased a lot of things. But, I'm happy. I've been in nursery, like I said, with overexhaustion. And a lot of kids have come down with this lately. It's become a real epidemic in the school. I mean, we've only been back for about going on 4 weeks since Christmas, and people have gotten sick left and right. There was such a big epidemic that all the beds in the nursery were overflooded, boys and girls. They had to go into the bedrooms in schools to fill in with, boys' side and girls' side, and still people are getting sick. It was lucky I was only sick for 2 days. I didn't have the bug. I was overexhausted, but I was lucky that I didn't catch the bug. It starts out with people getting a cold and a cough, which I had, and that's all it went to. Then people get headaches, nauseated, bad cramps. And now, which is really scary, is one boy just caught the chicken pox. So that means that's going to go around the school. Because once something gets going at this school, or I guess any boarding school, it just turns into an epidemic because there's no way to get rid of it because, it's all enclosed. Oh, and I forgot, about Barbara Lightly, the girl who ran away. Well, after dinner, I went over to see Phil on the boys' side. We're allowed over there. And everyone was in the television room. So I went in, and it was Miss Bradshaw on the television talking about Barbara Lightly. Eve, yeah, she's a normal sort of girl. She's naive, but God, that woman, she is such a hypocrite. I'm sure. I mean, she says, she's a nice girl and all this. Which, I don't know her, but damn well, why does she even say it if she doesn't believe it? I just put that back to see what I sounded like. Let's see, where am I? Oh, I don't know how much time I have left on the tape. Wait, let me just pick it up and see. Yeah. Well, let's see. I've gotten quite a few. Well, I guess there's a postal strike over here. It's been going on for quite a bit. There's quite a few strikes at this, in England lately. for, you know, for the people who are doing oil, for water, dustmen. I guess you heard about that. It was a big chaotic thing in London because with the, you know, dustmen off and not people not taking care of the garbage, many diseases were starting, you know, pop around there, getting really worried. And anyway, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but it's a known fact that if a man or a woman, anyone, was to fall into the Thames, they'd either come out with a skin disease or die, you know, or be eaten up by acid. I mean, it's scary, this world, how polluted it's becoming, overpopulated and everything. When I came out of nursery this morning, I heard that good old America sent another Apollo 14 to the moon. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's sickening to think that with one day's money going on these Vietnam War and rockets to the moon, they could clear up the really decrepit buildings, demolish them in Harlem, and start up a proper new city. But they won't. I think America's going to go fascist. In fact, I think it pretty much is fascist. And I don't know if you might be saying, oh, yes, but do you know what fascist is? Yes, I do. It means that that it becomes military, you know, police rule, more or less. Pretty much like a Wallace, you know, the man who tried to, who went out in for a candidate for presidency. He was a fascist as well. You know, he didn't want the Negroes in or anything. He just wanted them to be killed off or put into another place, you know. Way back, he's got an 18th century mind, wanting every man and woman to be low down pieces of slavery. Let's see, what else can I say? Oh, I wrote a letter to you, Annalisa, and I think I'll read you some of it. Let's see. Staying at Phil's house has been an experience. It is a proper farm in the sense that the house is at the front, and right behind it are the stables, cows, bullocks, haystack, and sheds. The sheep are across the road in about 1/50th of their 500 acres. Well, today, or shall I say, tonight is another night. The time is 6:07, and I am, as you know, on a farm. Oops, let's see. I am bored. Oh, and I am bored. As you know, on a farm, one tends to employ hands who live on the farm. Well, Phil has four cottages where three hands live and one artist who is just renting the place. He has begun to paint Phil and wants to begin on me on Friday. He is very intelligent and is a fantastic artist. He also works for a museum who employs him now and then because he helps them to interpret hieroglyphics from Egypt, which they have had trouble with. He was telling Phil and I about a couple of experiences he has had with his work on black magic, ones that have been found in pyramids, etc. About 10 years ago, he was working on one and had a foul feeling that he was being watched. He stopped and went to bed. He was working on it about 4 a.m. And about a week later, he went to pick up his son from school, who was about 6 then. And this woman came over to his car and said, "Have you ever taught your son curb drill?" No, that's for traffic. And he said, "Yeah, why?" And then she said that she had pulled up and was waiting for her children and saw the artist's son just run across the street in a bus, you know, these English buses too, double-deckered, and almost hit the boy, and, you know, slammed on its brakes and kind of hurt the people inside with shock. And when the artist lad got into the car, the artist asked him about the episode. And the little boy said, well, there was this man across the street, and he was dressed in all black, longish black hair with lipstick around his eyes, and he beckoned me to come across. Oh, God, I think that's really weird. You know, to think, a little boy who knows nothing about Egypt and hieroglyphics and black magic in the sense of, you know, describing what man has heard of, you know, in books and stuff, what a black magic kind of person that, oh, I think it was kind of scary. Anyway, here's another letter I wrote. Dear Annalisa, Aunt C, and Issa. That's because you were telling me about Laura. I decided I'd write, put my name like I used to call you. And, let's see. This is the same letter. I just happened to be not in my study and felt like writing some more. Anyway, seeing that I am such a lazy broad and didn't want to go and fetch the other part of my letter, I decided to write a new one. I received a lovely letter from Mrs. Blaking saying how she enjoyed my company during our Xmas holidays, etc. She also said, which made me feel quite happy, that she could see why Phil was so fond of me. See, I'm not all that bad. I had a lovely surprise from Anna Dev. She sent me an Xmas present of a V-neck tie-dyed t-shirt and a lovely letter. Phil and I are happy and are excited about this summer. You see, Phil's parents said that he could come to the States for summer. That means that he'll be able to see Berkeley campus and some others if he is interested, which he is, for he wants to go into civil engineering. You remember good old Marley. Well, Anna wrote in a letter that Marley rung her up and said that her parents got a separation and she would have to leave for Oregon. I really feel sorry for that poor kid. It's really unfair. And, there's going to be a huge postal strike over here, which I've already told you about, which means you won't receive any letters from me until it is over. Please tell Mom it is very important. Tell her, well, I guess I can tell you myself now, but you won't. It's unfortunate that about this postal strike. I did, Mom, I did receive the check. I received it on the day I wrote this letter, which I was reading around a minute ago. And I still have approximately about 12 pounds left over from my vacation, which equals about $30. I received a letter from you, Mom, saying that my report was poor, and I've gone into this just a bit ago, saying that half of it couldn't have been true, because Miss Dawson, who probably wrote it in art, has never seen, you know, any of it. Let's see. School's okay. I wish I was back at Phil's home, though. I went horseback riding with Paula. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've already told you that. Anyway. I can't think of anything to say. I guess I'm just going to go all the time. Hi, Anne and... Oh, well, Anne. You know Anne, the girl I stayed in New York with. Well... Anne's just come in, and so is Diana Golick, some friends at school, and Jane Tingle. And I guess I'd like you to hear what a proper English, well, whatever you can call an accent over here sounds like. So here they are. And I'm saying I'm too much, but don't think it's because I'm uncultured.
I haven't got a proper English accent.
Well, that's the Anne Muskin I'm talking about.
By the way, I haven't got a proper English accent.
Well, say something.
No, Diana Golick can say a proper English accent. You say something, Diana.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Tell her about the time we're going down to London.
Oh, yes. I'll tell you about Vile Miss Bradshaw. Anne and I were going to London to see Canterbury Tales, which is this musical. And it's really fantastic. It's marvellous. Yes, and we've got everything planned. We got the tickets booked, all
by
phone.
And by permission?
Yes, she gave us permission. And we got the tickets booked and we got somewhere to stay and everything.
In fact, my grandmother. My grandmother said we could go and stay.
Yes.
At her.
And Miss Bradshaw, typical Miss Bradshaw, suddenly decided that we couldn't go because we hadn't got written permission from Anne's grandmother, which was impossible because there was a strike.
Post-strike.
A post-strike, yes. And anyway, so we had to ring up and cancel the tickets and cancel everywhere where we were staying. And, oh, it was just awful. But that weekend that we were going is over now, so we still got it to look forward to. Which
yeah,
was
Same as Rachel said you couldn't go.
Well, she just said we couldn't go because we hadn't got the written permission after having promises that we could go.
If we arranged it all.
Wait a second, I'm going to turn this off because Phil's yelling to me at the window. I'll turn it on in a second. By the way, right before, when Diana was talking about her little episode, and a little before I said, I'm going to close off for a second because Phil just yelled at the window. You can hear him yelling through the window very faintly, but you can hear Debbie. He's in here now. Well, this Sunday I'm going to be 18, so I guess you know what that means. That means I'm legally able to go into a pub and drink, so it's kind of tough luck for you and happiness for me. What?
You can go see X-Films.
Oh, yes, I can see X-Films, which I've already done, no offense.
Can
you drive a car? Yeah, you can drive a 6-feet. Aren't you scared now? I mean, hell, I'm 18.
You can get married.
I can get married. I cannot vote in the state. But I can get married without parental permission, can't I? Well, anyway, I won't give my secret away. I can't think of anything to say. Phil's looking here, dreary-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to tell you, I was telling you about that horse thing at his house. Well, he wants to... say a bit more about it, don't you, Phil?
Well, part of it, I can't even remember what happened, apart from you falling off the horse. And then what did it do? Gab to him the hill?
It did
not. It looked funny seeing you come off the back of it, didn't it? And then Paula caught it.
I
can't remember.
And after that, Phil held the reins the whole time and walked me about 5 miles on the blasted thing.
I know what thing.
Blast, shut up, I can't remember what I said. It's almost the end of prep, yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm not doing any prep tonight, but that's only because I'm not supposed to, because I'm writing, I'm sending a tape recorder to you. I mean, a tape to you, so you know what I sound like. I don't have that much time left. I think I've got about 15 minutes, which is 15 minutes too long at this rate. I mean, not because I can't talk to you. It's just because I can't think of a damn thing to say, and I've got a whole other side to talk about.
Do you record the other side yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
You can talk. Well, because Phil's such a shy thing, I think I'll have some of these girls in here talk. Here's another real proper English accent from another kid in my study, Jane Tingle. That was it. Fantastic, isn't it? And here's one from Meryl Wood.
What do you want me to say?
Anything.
Say a poem. I don't
know.
Roses
are
red,
violets are blue.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, and so are you.
Yeah, sweet, God.
Something. I don't know the next
word.
I never
saw a
purple cow, I never hoped to see one, but I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see one be one.
Oh, well, Jane Tingle has a boyfriend. He used to go here last year, and he's out now because he's going to leave university. What's he doing there?
Chemistry.
See, Dad. What else?
Nothing.
I thought he was doing math.
Well, I think he's doing that a bit, but he just failed all his exams anyway.
That wasn't true. Go on. What do you have to say?
Well, I've got relatives in Canada, which is pretty near.
Oh, yes! You know my pen friend? She lives in Palo Alto on... perhaps you don't know her then. California's a big place, but you might know her.
Here.
She's called Erica Trimpey. Her father does heart transplants.
My father might know him. Go on.
Yes, Erica.
Sorry.
having coffee.
Will you please write back and tell me if we'll still be living in Berkeley by the time Phil comes? Because I kind of like him to be in the house that we live in now. Right. Well, I don't have that much time left.
You said that about 5 minutes ago.
About the weather.
Oh, yeah. It's rainy.
And tell them about your hat. Your hat.
What
hat? In bed.
Oh, yeah, Mom, you know that, oh, no, that's me. You know that Christmas hat you gave me? The one, the one that's all knitted, you know, with different colors, orange and green and stuff. You know, it's kind of a ski hat. Well, I don't wear it outside, so I wear it in bed to keep my head warm. The reason I wear it in bed all the time is because it's so cold here, and, you know, it's wintertime and all that. So we're going to turn it over to the other side in about 1 second, because it's almost time for it to be over. And give my love to everyone. And give this, please, if you can, send this to Larry and Karen, because, you know, I want them to hear how I sound. And get a tape and send it to me of Lori and everyone. And I love you all, and I'll see you in summer. And don't forget to send that thing about Phil and his charter flight and trying to get him on the same one I've got and send his parents the information about it. And I can't think of anything else to say quick. I guess I'll just let it roll on and say something.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Lucy says good night.
Good night.
Good night, sweet dreams. Good night.
Good night again.
Information about it, please, when the postal strike is over. And